And the school where we sat down first, that is called Radhakund. Someone was asking, where is Radhakund there? But I think tomorrow probably we'll go to the another side of that place. There we can see even Kund also, Radhakund also. This place is in the island or deep which is called Ritu Deep. Maharaj said, Ritu, Ratu, Ratu Deep. Maharaj was calling it Ratu Deep. But in fact it is known there as, local people are calling it Ritu, Ritu Deep. Maybe distorted name of Radha Kund, it has become Ritu Deep, Maharaj was saying. Distortion from Radha became Ritu. Or Rati, from Rati, there may be distortion. It is called apabhransha. Apabhransha in Hindi, distortion, which may be in English. Apabhransha. Apabhransha means like a man liked khichdi very much. He ate it first time in his life. He said, what is this? The host said, it is khichdi. Then he was remembering khichdi, khichdi, khichdi. Then he had a drain and he crossed it by jumping. The moment he jumped, he forgot khichdi and started saying khachdi, 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 khachdi. Khichdi means, oh bird, you come and eat. Khichdi means bird and kha means eat. Oh bird, yeah. Now he was remembering khachdi, khachdi. He was passing through a field, farmer was harvesting, and that birds were coming and he was chewing them away. And he was saying, come and eat, come and eat, come and eat. And he caught him and started beating him that you are doing. Then what should I say? He said, you say, urte jao, urte jao, urte jao, urte jao, go and fly. So he started speaking like this. And hence, from khichdi, at last he went to when his house, the whole thing was totally disturbed. The name became entirely different. Similarly, that is called apabhransh, distortion. So from Ritu, from Radhakund, it became Ritu. Or Maharaji was saying Rati. Rati means Sai Rati. You know what is Rati? Rati means affinity, love, attachment. So from Rati, this word Ritu has come. This place is topmost of all, even topmost of Vaikuntha, topmost of all the Vrindavan places, because it is Radhakund. This is the place where Nitai Chand came here and he became overwhelmed and unconscious, murchit. He became overwhelmed and unconscious. In love. Love for whom? Kanai love. Maharaj was saying, Kanai love. Kanai, here Kanai means Krishna. Love for Krishna. What does it mean by Krishna Prem? Krishna Prem means Krishna ke prati prem. Krishna Prem means Krishna ke prati prem. Love for Krishna. In Hindi, we are using the word Krishna Prem. In English, we translate it love for Krishna. But in Hindi, we don't use the word for in it. We are using only word Krishna Prem. Then he was explaining that we should understand that Krishna Prem is not a different commodity being sold somewhere else, but it is a connection of one person to another, that is living entity to Krishna, through one powerful thing that is called Prem, Krishna ke prati Prem, love for Krishna. If we talk about love for Krishna, then we will have to weigh the love of different persons. And when we will find that topmost love for Krishna is of Radharani. So Nitai was overwhelmed because at this place, topmost love is Radharani. Maharaj, whole thinking was that the topmost love was there. Radhakund is the place where Radharani is there who loves Krishna the most. This is the place where midday pastimes are performed. The glorification of come on. मेरी आवाज पीछे जा रही है. एम आई ऑडिबल ऑन द बैक साइड ऑल्सो? इंदा विपिन सुरम्य महाराज अटल्ड अ श्लोक. इवन नारद जी कैन नॉट ग्लोरीफाई राजा रानी इज लव. ही वॉज एक्सप्लेनिंग नारद जी. देर इज ए श्लोक, इट स्पीक लाइक वृंदा विपिन सुरम्य. In fact, I also don't know the exact word. Why is superior to Vaikuntha? Why? Why is superior to Vaikuntha? Because Krishna is born there, took birth over there. In Vaikuntha, Krishna is never born. There is no pastime of but yes, in Vaikuntha is no mother and father of Lord Narayan. Vrindavan is superior to Mathura because Ras, pastime of Ras Leela took place in Vrindavan. Braj, gopis are more prominent, and even in Vrindavan where Ras took place, gopis are having their prominency more. Where? In Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is superior to Mathura. Lakshmi and Queen of Krishna, Mahishi, they could not control Krishna. Even sometimes if any queen of Krishna became angry, she attains man. Krishna will kick off that man. Maharaj was saying, Krishna will kick off that man. Once Satyabhama had man, in some enviousness against gopis, then Krishna became so much angry, and when Satyabhama came to know that Krishna is angry, she forgot her man and she started trembling. Satyabhama, she forgot her man and started trembling. If in Vrindavan or especially in Radhakund, in the special kunj of Radharani, if Radharani is in man, what happens to Krishna? At all she comes to know that Krishna, what to speak of Krishna, is angry against her. If she comes to know that Krishna has gone somewhere else, instead that Krishna becomes angry, Radha will become angry, and instead of Krishna thinking of his queen out of her palace, his palace, he will say that Krishna should be thrown away from the whole Radhakund area. No, but to speak of Krishna, no any black personality should be around here. This is the state of Raja Rani and Satyabhama. Krishna starts doing kachu machu. Maharaj says this word. I don't know whether there is exact translation of kachu machu. In Hindi we are having many words. Kachu machu, kachur vinti, or yeng yeng karna. Punjabi mein bhi ek shabd hai yeng yeng karna. Minion, translation there kuch hai te?
I can't say anything. Sometimes?
No. To start requesting and demanding and begging in a very, very menial manner.
Groveling. Groveling someone's feet.
You spelling?
G-R-O-V-E-L.
R-O-V-E-L. Grovel mene? Kachu machu. Krishna is doing groveling at the feet of Radha Rani?
Thank you so much. I'll be careful.
No, but in such a fearful, pathetic way.
Reading and begging in a very, very menial manner. Please, please, otherwise I will die.
That is different. That's
important.
No, it's
prayer. What is that? Do you have English dictionary right now? I think, frankly speaking, sometimes it is meant like that only. And not only at the lotus feet of Radha Rani, but at the feet of Radha Rani, sakhis like Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, that please somehow or other arrange that your swamini, your mistress should become happy and pleased with me. You do something. So Maharaj is saying, we are asking at the lotus feet of Krishna, please give us love. And if you become friend of Radha Rani, Mandiri of Radha Rani, then Krishna will start pleading at the feet of those Mandiris that please give us love for Radha Rani. Give me love for, arrange meetings with Radha Rani like this. Yeah, arrange a meeting. So this is the high stage of Mandiri. Then anyone understands what to say. This world and that world and that world. There are three worlds.
This morning, Guru.
Yeah, he is saying this thing. That. Too much.
He said
Kachumacha. Yeah, he said Kachumacha. And he quoted one shloka which means what happens to Krishna? I pray to that Krishna. Which Krishna? There is a prayer to Krishna. I pray to Krishna who in order to please Radha Rani is desperately looking for the ways that what should he do to please Radha Rani. So he goes to Radha Kund and takes bath there three times, morning, noon and evening, and performs many other austerities. That person who is originator of all the rasas, rasa vahasya hai, who is the ocean of akhil amrit sindhu. Akhil means complete ocean of ras, prem ras. Radha Kundastram. It is third shloka, I think. This type of personality who is controller, maintainer and creator of the whole universe, who is sarva karan karanam, cause of all causes. In order to please Radharani, he goes to her kund and takes their bath 3 times and offers his prayers and performs certain austerities with the aim that she should be pleased. And he prays at the feet of Radharani, please give me some charity. Same thing. Please give me some charity. What charity you want? That man you are having with you, please give that to in my, what you call, jholi.
Tag.
In my jholi. Please throw that charity. That man you are having in my jholi and become man rahit. Give up your anger. This is what he is demanding. Rahit. Rahit means without. Man rahit. Without man. Give up your man. Sri Vikram Maharaj, when there was a song was sung about Radha Rani, first bhajan was, what was that? Do you remember? No. Radha Atap Rahit Suraj Nahi Mani, what is that? Without Radha Rani, Krishna is nothing. Just as without heat, sun is nothing. There is a bhajan in Gaudiya Gita Gut. Mati Nahi Bhela, Krishna Bhela. That if someone does not have any attitude to worship Radha Rani, his bhajan for Krishna will automatically go away. Slip away from him, he will never know it. Radha bhajan yadi mati nahi gela. If there is no tendency to do bhajan of Radha Rani, then Krishna bhajan, something I am also forgetting. Then our devotional cultivation for Krishna will gela. Gela means will go away. Automatically go away. Then Sri Vikram Maharaj stopped it and he started glorifying Nityanand. He said, no, Radha Rani not. It is Nityanand Kripa, Nitai Chand Kripa, which will bring us Krishna consciousness. Nitai Guna Mani. Now, this is very important. That Akhand Guru Tattva is Nityanand Prabhu. That is correct. And when we were begging for mercy to attain Krishna consciousness, then we have to please Nityanand Prabhu. Should we pray to Radha Rani or should we pray to Nityanand Prabhu? Akhand Guru Tattva is Nityanand Prabhu. And we are asked to pray Nityanand Prabhu. Then Maharaj said Nityanand Prabhu is distributing love for Krishna among all the living entities. Being origin of Guru, it is correct. But from where he is distributing this mercy? This mercy, he is bringing it from Radha Rani. He is the wholesale dealer of this mercy, but this mercy, he is bringing it from Radha Rani. If Radha Rani does not allot that mercy to Nityananda Prabhu, what Nityananda Prabhu will do? Nityananda Prabhu inside, he said, from within Anang Manjari, chanting the name of Radha 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 Radha, has getting capability enough to distribute love for Krishna to this world, otherwise he is nothing. This is what he was saying. So nicely, emotionally and so confidently and so much. This is the question in our mind many times. You have asked and I have asked that should we pray to Radha Rani or it is our Guru who will do it or it is Nityananda Prabhu who will do it. So all this question, in a very natural process, Maharaj is speaking and today and all the answers are coming like this. This is not what he made it in his mind and then is speaking automatically, a flow. He has got connection from the higher authorities and the flow is coming and giving all this essence. A sense of answers of most difficult questions. I asked Maharaj, today you really revealed this biggest mystery to us, that what is the difference between from Nityananda Prabhu also we can get the same love which we are getting as a Manjari Bhav, because he is getting it from Radharani and that can become to us also. Yeah, as Anand Manjari. So he can distribute us that mercy, but finally when we'll go ahead, then we can directly get connected with some Rasik Bhakta of Krishna who is internal servant of Radharani. Anyway, this is what not Maharaj said, this is I am discussing here. And in a very soft, a few lines, he gave everything. Then we went to Samudra Gal. In Samudra Gal, he said, why this is called Samudra Gal? He gave some reasons there. And this is entering into ocean. See, it is superior. Why? A thing which is entering into someone and merging into that, such a vast ocean, which is superior. Today Maharaj said, Ganges is superior. And sea is taking shelter of Ganges here. And Ganges has come to sea to give him shelter. So this place is called Samudra Gal. See, Samudra Gati. What was Samudra Gati? Very good. Samudra Gati. Gati means one who had got a higher position, renunciation, superior position, Samudra Gati. Maharaj explained that story. You might have heard it, that just at the end of Dwapar, you know, Krishna Maharaj, this Ashwamedha Yajna, he sent his horse. Anyone who will pick up the horse will have to do fight with Yudhishthira Maharaj's army, and when he will win all the kings, then he will be able to perform that yajna. I think Rajasuya yajna. Yes, he did Rajasuya yajna. So Bhim Sen came to this place, and at this place where we went today, there was a king. His name was Samudra Sen. Samudra Sen. And Samudra Sen was there. Bhim Sen came here. Samudra Sen came to know that Bhim has come, and he was very, very exalted devotee, Samudra Sen. He thought that if I have not a darshan of Krishna in this life, then life has gone in vain. It is useless to live. So I should do anything to enable myself to have darshan of Krishna. Now this Bhim has come. Bhim is devotee of Krishna. He is claiming himself very powerful, but he does not have any power in comparison to my power. So I don't want to fight against a devotee, but what should I do? I will capture him today. When I will capture him today, then he will be in trouble and he will remember Krishna, and Krishna will come and I will be able to have his darshan. Samudra Sen. Samudra Sen. This morning. Samudra Sen wanted to capture Bhim Sen. Bhim Sen came with horse. in normal routine, any person who is devotee will not fight with the devotee of Krishna. It was assumed that he would have surrendered automatically to Bhim, or it was really surrendered to Yudhishthir Maharaj, or surrendered to a devotee of Krishna. But instead of surrendering, Samudra Sen, his army was very vast, he defeated Bhim and he arrested Bhim. Then Bhim said to Krishna, "This is a very big insult on you. People will say a devotee of Krishna is defeated by Samudra Sen, by ordinary person. This is a great insult for you." And Krishna came there. He appeared there. And to great surprise, Bhim was also seeing it. But Maharaj said he could see more or less according to his adhikar. But Samudra Sen saw Natvar Nagar Nand Kishore Gopesh, which Kumar Avastha, but young. In Dwarka he is young. And what is his age there in Vrindavan? Kishore. 14. 14. 14 years. But in Dwarka he looks like young person, jawan, not Kishore, youth. So he appeared before Samudra Sen as a Kishore. He said, "Oh," he was very happy, very happy. Samudra Sen was very much happy. Then he said, "I want to see your another form, the form which you reveal at this place, Gaur Mandal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place." Then he showed himself in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu form. And he saw all his associates were dancing. Here he had darshan of Kumudvan, Maharaj was saying. Nearby there is a place which is quite nearby to Radhakund. He had darshan of Kumudvan, where Radha and Krishna is having seen. And he saw that Radha Krishna is swinging in that Kumudvan and gopis are making garlands. Everything he saw. This is the place where there is no entrance of Vatsalya and Sakhya Ras also. Though in Braj there are four types of Ras. Which are they? Rather, three types of Ras. Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. Maharaj says many times that even Dasya Ras is also not in Braj. There are only three types of Ras in Braj. Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. But at this particular place, at Radhakund and near Radhakund, this Kumudvan, where Samudra Sen is having darshan of Radha Krishna, Sakhya and Vatsalya also don't have entry. So, so much confidential place, Maharaj is explaining, so much confidential place. Who can have darshan of this place? Even Sri Dham and Madhu Mangal can't have entry into this place. To speak of Pandavas and especially Bhim, there is a very big discussion. What was the discussion? Is the Bhim superior devotee or Samudra Sen superior devotee? Samudra Sen is saying that I will arrest Bhim, then Krishna will come to rescue him, so I will be able to have darshan of Krishna. So positively Bhim appears to be a superior devotee. And Sri Vikram Maharaj was saying that Samudra Sen should not dare to arrest a superior devotee. And he committed a mistake by doing this. Maharaj said, no, he did not commit any mistake because basically he is superior devotee. Because Bhim does not have this bhav in his mind. Who is superior devotee? Devotee is superior according to his closeness with Krishna. A person who is having closeness like gopis with Krishna is far superior to Bhim. Bhim cannot have these feelings of Kumudvan. Maharaj was saying, even if he up turns down, put his head on earth and legs up and putting his thumbs on the earth and doing austerity for years together, or these pandas have become free and doing austerity at Radhakund, but they cannot attain this bhav which is being shown to Samundar Sen by Krishna. He is not capable of seeing Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is not in in his destiny. The destiny of Mahaprabhu is not in his eternal destiny, because he is not having any relationship with Mahaprabhu. What is called Uttama Bhakti? Maharaj was explaining now Uttama Bhakti according to Brihad Bhagavatam Rasa. Krishna Anushilinam Bhaktim. Cultivation of Krishna is Bhakti. But what is Uttama Bhakti? When we are cultivating Krishna, at that time by our mind, by our tongue and by our body we will serve Krishna. That is fact. But what is Uttama Bhakti? Real Uttama Bhakti is Bhakti which is not mixed by Sakhya Bhava, Vatsalya Bhava. That is called Uttama Bhakti, not Bhakti. That is called Uttama Bhakti. Aminit means without mix. Without mixture of even Vatsalya and Sakhya Bhava. And in this manner, our entire endeavor for Krishna and our entire austerities for Krishna, Krishna ke liye akhil chesha aur Krishna ke liye akhil bhog tyag, giving up all the sense gratifications for Krishna and doing all the endeavor, entire means that there should not be any scope of our endeavors for anything else than Krishna. Our all and entire endeavors for Krishna and giving up all type of self gratification for Krishna, in that bhav which is not even mixed with Vatsalya and Sakhya, that is called Uttama Bhakti. We are not supposed to give up jnan and karam, knowledge and action. We are not supposed to give it up. But when bhakti is not covered by them, that is Uttama Bhakti. There are three types of bhakti: sadhak bhakti, bhav bhakti and premi bhakti. There are three types of those who are endeavoring and making efforts and doing sadhan to cultivate bhav, they are sadhak bhav. Very high and advanced type of these three people are. Sometimes Maharaj when explained that definition of sadhak bhav, I find myself falling far behind. Bhav bhakt who has swaroop siddhi, he is called bhav bhakt. They are called Mahabhagavat. Maharaja saying they are called Mahabhagavat. They are also of different categories. They are very advanced personalities, but of different categories. One is Jnani. Any Mahabhagavat are like Bhishma Pitama, like Sanat Sanandan Sanatan, like Prahlad Maharaj. Their bhakti is fully mixed with feelings of opulence. are also not ordinary devotees. They are also pure devotees. They have attained Swarup Siddhi. You understand Swarup Siddhi? Everyone? Swarup Siddhi means who has realized his own eternal position. That is called Swarup Siddhi. They are all Swarup Siddhi, but they are jnani. They have Shant Bhav in them. They are full, they understand full opulence of Lord. And they, with that feeling of opulence in their mind, they are attached with Lord. See Lord everywhere. Then comes Shuddha Bhakta. From Jnani Bhakta, the second stage is Shuddha Bhakta. English translation means pure devotee. Jnani Bhakta, he does not have any fixed upasya. What does this mean by upasya? Worshipable deity. Worshipable deity. He does not have fixed. Narayan, Vishnu, Ram, Krishna, anyone, he is seeing all of them the same and he is seeing them everywhere. So he is seeing opulence of Lord everywhere and he is not attached to any particular form of Lord. He has not affixed his upasya, worshipable deity. But Shuddha Bhakta, the pure devotee, he is at the level of Dasya Bhav. His upasya is determined. Like Hanuman. Hanuman's upasya is Ram. No, no. Maharaj gave example of Amrish Maharaj. I gave an example of Amrish Maharaj. In Shuddha Bhakta it comes Amrish. Amrish Maharaj, worshipable deities was fixed. He is worshipping them only. He is not relating to himself as Dasya Bhav. He is worshipping. Worshipping means he is putting Lord at on very higher platform and just glorifying and worshipping him. He is superior to Jnani Bhakta. Why is it? Because he has ascertained his worshipable deity. And then third comes Premi Bhakta.
Who are you saying? Catholic
Jnani Bhakta. Amrish Maharaj has said he is Shuddha Bhakta. And then Premi Bhakta. Premi Bhakta is like Hanuman. He has got full faith in Ram. So much that Maharaj was saying he will not bow his head in front of Krishna because his worshipable deity is Ram. He forces Krishna to come in the form of Ram. Once Ram said to Satyabhama, Krishna said to Satyabhama, look, Hanuman is coming, you should become Sita. He said, oh, I won't become Sita. Then you run away from here. Otherwise, he will kick. Then he came to Rukmani and said, please, you become Sita. And he became Ram, Krishna became Ram, and Rukmani became Sita. And then Hanuman came and he worshipped both, and then he went to Kim Purusha, his place where he lives, that is called, I think, Kim Purusha. And then third comes the stage of Prem Par Bhakta. P-R-E-M, Prem, and then Par, P-A-R, Par, goes up to Sakhya, like Arjun. Krishna is having friendly relationship with Arjun, not only this, he gave his sister also to Arjun. Though his elder brother Balaram was not ready, then Krishna made a trick. He asked Arjun to become Sri Dandi Swami and he came there and he then took away, ran with the sister of, or what we call the another word, par, P-A-R, P-R-E-M, same, par. P-A-R, birth. P-R-A, birth. Prem Parishad. And he becomes brother-in-law of Arjun. In Hindi, in the Indian society, there are two types of brother-in-law. They are called, one is brother-in-law in the positive side, and there is one who is called brother-in-law at the negative side. Negative side, brother-in-law is abused in India also. If you, and that is called sala. In India, we call them sala. Krishna became sala of Arjun. This is his closeness with Arjun. So Arjun is called with bhakta, prem par bhakta. And then comes the stage of prematur bhakta. Here comes prem atur, A-T-U-R. Atur means restless. Atur means restless. Who is very much restless in love. Where the love is so much that it becomes, he is always in anxiety to about his lover. Atur, anxious. So here comes the name of Uddhav. Krishna never sent his Pandav to Vrindavan. He did not even send any person from Dwarka to Vrindavan. He sent only Uddhav to Vrindavan. There are 2.5 words in the word prema. Sa, one word. And ma, second word. And there is another ra, prema. There are how many words? 2.5. There is a phrase in Hindi, athi palapar jagmua pandit bhayanak hoye, dhai akhar prem ka pade so pandit hoye. This means, those who have read so many scriptures, they have not become learned. But those who learn only 2.5 word of a prem, they become learned. So Uddhav knew only 2 words. Maharaj was saying he was not knowing all the 2.5 words. He was knowing only 2 words of prem. He was required to be taught about the half word of the prem. So Krishna sent him where? Raj. He did not send him to become gopi over there, because he knew that Uddhav can never become gopi. Krishna never sent Arjun, Uddhav, educate him too much to that extent. And when Uddhav went there, he also came back to Dwarka. Oh, this love is too high for me. How much high? Like a person standing on a ground and he is seeing the top peak of Himalaya. You know Himalaya range of India? 8 kilometers, 9 kilometers high, that is called Everest. He says, what will happen if a person with a turban seeing that peak, putting a cap on his head, if he sees that peak, what will happen? That cap will fall down.
Who so high?
Just when he will see the height of that mountain, his cap will fall down. Position is to serve Krishna in Arka, so he came back, but he is praying that I should become a herd or a creeper where? In bread, so that I should get a single particle of a dust of lotus feet of gopis. Why single particle? Because he knew that among all the gopis, the topmost is Radharani. If from her feet a single dust particle comes and fall on me, it will be so good for me. Brahma ji is also praying when he saw Krishna in braj. He is praying that let me become only stone over there and can may get the dust particle of any Brajvasi, maybe even sweeper. Not sweeper, that is called Metrani. Metrani is in Indian tradition, they are
really sweeper,
which you cannot imagine. There is no flush latrine system in India. It is imported one, which has been imported from the Western countries. The real Indian latrine system is that latrine gets collected at a down place, and they collect the latrine into a bucket, and then they take it on their head and throw it away. This is the system which was old Indian tradition. They are called Mehetrani Jamadar.
Away
from the house.
How is it for the...